You're listening to SBS News.
After threatening the move for more than a week, Greens MP Adam Band has moved a motion of no confidence against Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton and fallen just one vote short of passage. Standing up in Parliament, Mr. Band unleashed on Mr. Dutton.
And so one of the most vital questions that we have to resolve now and before question time, when all the ministers line up and give their answers, is any one of these ministers telling the truth? Can we have confidence in what they say? And what has become crystal clear is that with respect to the Minister for Home Affairs, you cannot trust what he says to this chamber.
Independent MP Andrew Wilkie seconded the motion, taking issue with Mr. Dutton, saying he'd become involved in the cases of a number of European au pairs based on humanitarian grounds. Mr. Wilkie listed numerous instances where the federal court had to intervene to allow offshore immigration detainees access to medical care, denied by the minister.
But yet the minister says it's okay to intervene in the case of two or three au pairs on humanitarian grounds, when we've got at least 30 children on Nauru who doctors say should be brought to this country for urgent medical attention. And then there's the case of all the people on Manus who are effectively detained there. It is a complete nonsense.
Ultimately, the motion failed by a vote, where no government MPs crossed the floor to support it. The drama came a day after a Labor-led Senate inquiry concluded Mr. Dutton misled Parliament about having no personal link to a request to his office to save an Italian nanny from being deported. The request was later found to be from a former Queensland Police colleague of the minister's. Mr. Dutton maintains he's broken no rules in using his ministerial powers to grant visas to two au pairs in 2015, and maintains he has no personal relationship with the people who requested help. Labor remains sceptical. Opposition immigration spokesman Shane Newman says the report speaks for itself.
But the Senate inquiry into the Peter Dutton au pair saga has revealed that Peter Dutton clearly knew the intended employers of the au pairs, and he misled Parliament despite his claims otherwise. The report clearly shows the minister's actions stink. They're anything other than routine.
In question time, the opposition wasted little time before pursuing the matter further, pressing the minister about why he moved so quickly in the cases. Mr. Dutton was adamant there was no special treatment.
Something's been made of the fact that we dealt with this, that I dealt with this case within a matter of hours. I've dealt with many cases in a matter of hours. Kids who are sick, where the department's advised me that somebody should be deported because their tourist visa had come to an end or their visa had come to an end, a grandparent that's been ripped off, a person that wanted to go overseas for a funeral. I have looked at each of those cases on their merit, Mr. Speaker, and I've made decisions based on the merit of each case.
The government is also defending his actions, with Prime Minister Scott Morrison praising him in Parliament. Mr. Morrison says when Labor was in government, it often intervened in cases, and it has nothing but political reasons for criticising Mr. Dutton.
Because he's doing a fantastic job, Mr. Speaker. That's why I'm asked about interventions that have been made by our government, and in particular the Minister for Home Affairs. It may interest to the House that during his time as minister, the minister, when he had responsibility for these matters, exercised a ministerial intervention power to grant 4,816 visas. Now, Mr. Speaker, in just two financial years between July 2011 and June 2013, the member for McMahon, when he was the minister, and the member for Gorton intervened over 23,000 times.
And Renia Hoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.